Neto Ntaba is the spokesperson at the National Consumer Commission. A very, very good morning to you, Petra. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking and how are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Exactly. It does feel like a very, very long week. But exactly. So just going through this list, it really does seem quite extensive. Is this a new thing? Is this a new trend? What's happening here?
Product safety recalls have always been there under the Consumer Protection Act, and we have been receiving and communicating these notifications from various suppliers. But of course, what is concerning to the National Consumer Commission is now when you look at this list, though we received them, from various suppliers, for example, the Stellantis, sometimes towards the end of April, and of course, the last year of Volvo and Audi and VW, we received those notifications last Friday. So as we were still engaging with the other suppliers, we were receiving others just to understand really how big the problem is, and how best we can protect consumers, as various regulators. We then decided, let's just club these recalls together, because at the end of the day, it's product safety recalls. So it's quite concerning, we must say. It's for this reason now that we are really having these conversations and just to really understand as to what is the problem and why some of the vehicles we only receive notifications this year while they were produced or made available like 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, I keep wondering how, we live in a world, especially in the United States, where if you don't label something absolutely perfectly, it'll be recalled just to avoid any form of litigation. I wonder if you're seeing a trend, or if there are things that recalls that don't need to be recalls, but in fact they just are so because of the way things might be overseas, or if what you're seeing is actually of real concern.
Look, when you look at consumer protection, or particularly when it comes to some product, or not even some products, when it comes to products, you will really realize that there's quite a number of regulators in the space.
Right.
We're talking about standards, yes, SABS.
Right.
We're talking about your national compulsory specification, where certain products need to meet certain standards or specifications. And of course, if you don't have South African standards, they have now to comply with the international standards. Right. That's the first part. And of course, before the product now gets released to the market, it has to meet those specifications, either be approved or something like that, when it comes to standards. But we know that some of the products over time, as we continuously use, something happens. That's why we have that provision in the CPA, that's number one. But also some of the products where there are no standards or there are no specifications, and most probably they met international standards or international specifications, you will see that even if they have met those specifications, but something happens in the market. And it's exactly what we are trying to understand as to whether, when you look at, for example, the safety belt latch, whether it met certain standards. If not, how do we then make sure that, do we need to sit down as regulators and try to come up with some of the standards or specifications? Because what is important is the safety of the consumers.
Are South Africans good consumers?
Say that again, Howard.
Are South Africans good consumers? Do we have a high standard? Do we hold the producers and suppliers accountable as much as we should?
Certainly. We have the consumers. We have a very vibrant consumer voice in the country. And of course, we have not reached the stage where we really want to see everyone in the Republic of South Africa really understanding their consumer rights, right? The standards and the specifications. But also when you look at the consumer protection in general, it's quite, yes, one would say it's fragmented, but understandably so, because there are regulators for each and every part of consumer protection. We spoke about specifications, we spoke about standards, we spoke about credit, for example, then the entire Consumer Protection Act. So if a consumer is not happy here, or this regulator cannot assist them, that particular regulator is obliged in as far as how we have organized ourselves to say this is the relevant regulator, this is how best they can assist you. But in terms of holding suppliers accountable, it is these types of sections like the CPA that says where there is a problem with your product, do inform the regulators, there's, you know, immediately, and then the consumers as well. And of course, when you look at digital marketing or social media, it's where we see a lot of consumerism, but it's what we really want to take that level of consumerism and then really apply it as consumers. It's what we want to see as regulators, because it's quite vibrant. If they are not happy with the product, consumers will call you out on social media, and you will trend for forever, and the internet never forgets, right? And South Africans, if you come forward as a producer or a manufacturer, we are a very forgiving country.
It's so true. But of course, it's so true. Just be authentic, be transparent, and just talk to people. Not, you know, like they're real consumers and not lawyers. And then everybody feels very differently.
Because we normally say treat your consumer as if he's the only person, you know, that walks into your store.
I love that.
Treat them like kings and queens, because they will come back. They will refer their family.
Even
members,
if you make a mistake, as long as you're just real.
Even if you, it's all about accountability, right?
Yes, that's what it is.
Even now, when we engage with these suppliers, we don't want to say you did wrong here. You know, and we just want to understand. And of course, we say these are the provisions. Here is your obligation as a supplier, you know, products that are safe and free of defects. But what happens if there's a mishap? Do inform the regulators, correct that. Inform consumers, bring back the product, correct that.